This feedback relates to Unit 3, Enabling Learning and Assessment, and specifically Assessment 2, which asks you to analyse the purpose of assessment and produce a written justification of the chosen assessment methods. Firstly, many congratulations that the assessment has passed first time of asking, and that's testament to the fact that you've clearly addressed all of the issues in the assignment brief. Firstly, explaining the specific assessment method, proceeding to then have a look at the extent to which it was effective for your group of learners, and then in part making recommendations of how you might make changes to that in future. And it's that part specifically about reflecting upon the effectiveness of the assessment method and how you might change that to improve the learner experience, which I felt come through quite strongly. In addition, you were able to demonstrate that you're operating clearly at level 5 pieces of work. You've gone outside to other authors with the likes of Petty to make connections between theory and practice. You've utilised the use of quotations right the way in the introduction, which I thought was an excellent starting point, which clearly introduced the topic and made some quite salient points right up front to later Kolb's learning cycle, much used but still nonetheless an important piece of work, and also to do some other connections with internet-based research. So many congratulations. I felt that the assessment methods that you used were highly relevant for your vocational practice, and that you have in turn looked at them and thought, well, yes, they're good, but they're not great, and you've realised that that has, to an extent, had an impact on the learner's response to it, and you'll seek to address that going forward. So many congratulations. As I said, this is a pass and a really good piece of work, so well done.